This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Lots to get to on a Friday at the end of August, actually, which used to be back in the day when the news slowed down, if you remember that. Catherine Rampell is at the Washington Post. Sudeep Reddy is at Politico. 5 days in this economy, 5 minutes or so. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Catherine, let me start with you and Fed Chair Janet Yellen. She gave a speech today out at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, at a Fed conference that they have every year out there. She was talking about financial regulation, and she said, in essence, look, we need regulation. Regulation is working. And in what I read as a warning to Republicans and the Trump administration, she said, basically, don't mess with it. What was your take?
That's more or less my takeaway. She basically said that the financial system has gotten substantially safer in the decades since the financial crisis, largely as a result of policy changes, and we shouldn't mess with them too much, although she's open to reviewing some of them, like she mentioned the Volcker Rule. I do think that a lot of the reporting suggesting that she had this like really sharp criticism of the Republican approach is a little bit overstated. I mean, she's made these points before, so it's not like this was out of the blue.
Are people paying attention to her more, Catherine, you think, because of her job conceivably being in peril, which we'll get to in a minute?
I think they're always going to pay attention to Janet Yellen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she has one of the most important jobs in the world. So whether or not her job is on the line, I'm not sure really matters how really affects how influential she actually is at this point. But yeah, I mean, there's certainly a lot of intrigue about what's going to happen with her.
All right. So, Sudeep, to that point, the guy who is most often mentioned as her potential successor, Gary Cohn, the chairman of the president's National Economic Council, gave an interview to the Financial Times today in which he said a bunch of stuff, tax reform and his reaction to Charlottesville. I want to talk about the tax reform part of this. He says by the end of the year, and he also says that he's willing to give it a try to make it bipartisan. Do you think that will pay off?
Making a try, sure. You can at least make the overtures.
Okay.
Giving it a try actually buys you more time to come up with the details.
That's true.
So they're not really where they expected to be on the details. The Treasury Secretary once said that he expected this to be all wrapped up and finished by August. Others have said October, November. We see the goalposts moving all the time, and they are deliberately trying to buy more time because tax reform and tax policy is the last great hope for salvation for this administration on the policy front. They've been struggling on Obamacare, struggling on so many other things. This is the one thing Republicans feel like they should be able to do, deal with taxation, and they feel like this is their chance to get it right and prove it.
Right. Okay, so politics and legislation aside for a second, Sudeep, talk to me for a minute about these rumors that Gary Cohn is next up at the Fed if he wants the job. Apparently, that's been the reporting. How would the Fed be different? How would monetary policy be different if Gary Cohn's in the job instead of Janet Yellen?
Gary Cohn comes from a very markets-focused perspective, and he's thinking about it from that sense. He also is probably thinking about it more from a business perspective. We've had academics running the Fed for such a long time with a very different framework. Their framework has been deliberately designed around stability. You can debate whether the stability has been too stable, not enough growth, not enough excitement in the economy. But Gary Cohn would be coming in and probably making some big changes from the basic operating framework of the Fed. And we don't know what that means yet, which means some uncertainty.
Catherine, one of the things Gary Cohn was asked about in this FT interview was whether he thinks Congress – basically the question was, what do you think is going to happen with the debt limit? And Gary Cohn said, listen, Congress is going to raise it because it has to be raised. Steven Mnuchin, the Secretary of the Treasury, said the same thing. Paul Ryan has said it. Mitch McConnell has said it. It seems to me the question with the debt limit and also the government shutdown is whether the president's going to sign it. What do you think of that?
It is a very interesting question right now, particularly since Trump had tweeted yesterday, saying that he had told McConnell to tie the debt limit to this
to
VA
bill.
Right, exactly. And that McConnell, you know, rebuffed him or whatever, yeah. Which is an interesting comment given that just 3 weeks ago, Mick Mulvaney, the OMB director, said, no, everybody's unanimous in this administration in wanting a clean debt ceiling bill. So it seems like the president is not necessarily talking to the other members of his administration and what they view as the safest and most reliable path towards avoiding another global financial crisis, which is what would happen if we do not raise the debt limit in a timely fashion. So, I mean, where Trump stands on this, who knows? He's all over the map. He doesn't seem to even be following what his own members of the administration are saying or how this debate is unfolding on the Hill.
Catherine Pell at The Washington Post, Sudeep Reddy at Politico. 5 weeks, by the way, till the debt limit and the budget and all that stuff at the end of September. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kat.
Thanks.